James King, recently nominated for a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album of the Year. He's going to be on. I'm going to join him in with Sonny Osborne. We haven't talked to Sonny in a while. James is very much a huge fan of the Osborne Brothers. The last time he was on and his battery died, we were talking a little bit about an opportunity he had to sing with the Osborne Brothers. We're going to revisit that with Sonny on the phone. Sonny remembers it well. James remembers it well. A very important moment for James, let's just say that. But now he's nominated for a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album of the Year. That's just a wonderful thing. So we're gonna heap praise upon James on the new album, Three Chords and the Truth, which, as it was being recorded, I remember getting information that this was going to be different. It was going to be not so much of the hard driving bluegrass, but it was more country. And what he did, we'll ask him about this, but it seems to me what he did was he went back and found some of the country classics that he loved and did them his way. So if you hear the album, apparently it's made a big impression on people who vote for Grammy because it's been nominated, and very exciting for James. We're tickled for you, man. Thanks for being available on short notice, and the chief is available. We'll dial in Sonny, and they can talk about bluegrass and music and that one experience when James was on stage with Sonny and Bobby. If I've done my homework, I've got James King and Sonny Osborne on the line. You guys there?
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
I'm here. Hey, James, where'd that album title come from?
Colin Howard. Colin Howard, we got it from his idea of Three Chords and Truth from a country song I think he wrote.
That's good.
Three Chords and the Truth.
And you know,
sometimes I've sung Three Chords in the Lie a few times.
Yeah, three chords, you know what they are, don't you? G, C, and D.
That's all I know.
Marty Robbins told me one time, he said, man, I don't know why people like these old songs I write, because he said, I only write them in G, C, and D, of course, which was not the truth, but that's what he told me. And then he kind of walked away and walked about 5 feet, turned around and looked at me and winked.
Marty Robbins, man. Yeah. I'd love to meet him.
Yeah, he was a good friend. I knew Marty a long, long time, and he was a good guy, a good friend. And I never understood his death because he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, and he didn't use any kind of drug. And he did nothing to harm his body other than he didn't sleep very much. And he'd sleep like 2 or 3 hours and get up and stay up for 4 or 5 hours and go back and sleep 2 or 3 more.
Did he die of cancer?
No, heart attack.
Heart attack. Okay, heart attack.
Yeah, heart attack. Yeah. Clot blew the whole side of the heart out, I guess, the way they did it. Yeah, it was just unreal.
He wasn't that old.
My Uncle Bill died the same way. He's 49. He had a heart attack, and they said it exploded. He was dead before he hit the ground.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate you on your Grammy nomination. That's important, and it looks good on your resume, and you deserve it.
Thank you, Sonny.
You've worked hard, and you deserve it.
I appreciate that. You don't know how much comes from you. Thank you.
Well, it's you deserve it. That's all I say. You just deserve it. I hope you win the thing.
Thank you.
It really doesn't matter whether you win or not. It's your nominated, it's just about as important as winning.
Hey, you're right. You know, I was telling my wife, Julie, which has helped a tremendous lot on this. She's done all the computer work. I don't know nothing about a computer. She's a fizz about it, and she's done all the button pushing and the talking and over the internet and got it all. She really works hard. Uh-huh. And I was telling her last night, I said, when I was about 8 years old or nine, the song come up on the in the late 60s called Rocky Top. And the Osborne Brothers would play the Loretta Lynn Show or the Wilburn Brothers. And then you and Loretta were guests on the Wilburn Brothers Show. And then you come out with Tennessee Hound Dog. And I remember me and my cousin used to run through the yard singing that Tennessee Hound Dog. Couldn't wait to hear it on the radio again because they played bluegrass every other tune on the radio then.
Yeah, and, they sure did.
I was telling Junior last night, I said, man, if I'd have told my daddy back in the days when I was screaming Tennessee Hound Dog running through the house, that one day I'd be nominated for a Grammy and I'd get to talk to Sonny Osborn on the radio about it, he would look at me like that. And it's amazing. My dad, he died in 87, but he was a big bluegrass fan, a big country fan. He really got me into bluegrass. And you Osborn Brothers was his favorite. I'm telling you, Sonny, my dad loved you guys.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah.
We had a train going there from the time Rocky Top came out. We had 9 straight chart records after that, and Lou Lowbride wrote every one of them, too. No problem.
I know what a songwriter, Mercy. And, yep. And what was it, 90-some thousand, 3 weeks? It wasn't too bad, was it?
10 days. In 10 days.
10 days. Wow. 10 days. Mercy. Woo! Man.
I just couldn't believe it. And just like I told somebody last night, I said that everybody in their career should have a moment, and this is yours right now, that Grammy nomination.
It is, Sonny. You have no idea. I've been in tears about it for a month, ever since you come out,
Yeah, I know you, and as soon as I heard it, I thought, James would be crying right now.
I was. I started squalling at Walmart. The wife had to grab me. I run to the first person, tears in my eyes, and I said, I've been nominated for Grammy. Like, looked to me like I was stupid. But anyway, I can't get over it. But I am having my moment, and I worked hard. Not as hard as you and your brother have. I mean, you guys came
all
out.
Relevant. It's all of it, it's all relevant. You worked as hard as we did, and we worked as hard as Bill did, and Bill worked as hard as Lester Earl did, and the Stanley Brothers, all of that. We all
experienced
to do anything and make any kind of living in bluegrass music.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing we all have in common, and we love the music, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it. It's never really, you've always had to make a living. Trying to do it, but I've had such a love for it that I could never do anything else in my life but that. Bluegrass is it.
You see that's got a lot to do with it too. As soon as you realize that it's a business and you're going to try to make a living at it, that's the guys that make it really good and really work at it because that's their business. Larry Stevenson is a great example. He realized that it's a business, that he works as hard as anybody that I've ever seen to make
it. I saw Larry at Jekyll Island on Thursday, and he's sounding good.
Larry's been going 20 years now. He's had his band together?
Yeah, him and I started about the same time. I started with my band in 1993. That's when I came out on the circuit. 94 was my first year. Yeah. And we played a lot of shows together, and... Man, I tell you, Adam Poindexter brought the Osborn Brothers Bob, and I sat there, and I really realized, I was a Stanley Brothers fan, Flat Scruggs, Jimmy Martin, of course, and then on down the line. But, when Adam Poindexter put the box set on there of you guys, I realized what harmony singing was all about when I really sat down and paid attention, really got... I put it on the big CD player in the bus.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, you and Sonny, you and Bobby had to, you're one of the best underrated singers that I feel has ever been. I mean, nobody, you play, you're the second part in that harmony. And, you had to sing high. I mean, you'd have been a great band to play a tenor singer for somebody. I've tried to harmonize with you guys going down the road. That's man, some of that middle part, man, Bobby gets so high. I don't know. I couldn't reach it. So that told me that man couldn't even sing high.
We had one thing that couldn't be duplicated. That was my brother and he just
nobody's
ever been.
Nobody could touch him. Absolutely.
And we had that going, and that really helped us a great deal.
The third man, you know, the third voice, you know, it didn't really make, if anybody could sing the third part and sing it good, the harmony never changed. He was underneath Bobby, and Bobby, man, what's the thing? Nobody could, you know, I'm telling you, Bobby Osmond had the best, cleanest, high lead voice that'll ever be in this business, and it's like Elvis Presley. Nobody will ever duplicate what he done, and yeah. Nobody will ever duplicate what Bobby done.
Well, I believe that.
Because the Mule Skinner and A, I've heard that record where the Mule Skinner Blues was cutting A.
Yeah, I've seen him sing a piece of that, too. His voice was unlimited. So, anyway, James, I appreciate it. I'm going to have to go.
Okay, Sonny, look, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you again. And I always, you know, I'll never forget the day you got me on stage with you guys and Cherokee, and I got to sing with Bobby. That's a memory. It's just like this Grammy, just like, you know, playing the Grand Ole Opry for the first time. I'll never forget it. Love you, Sonny. Yes, sir. You too.
Okay. See you, James.
All right. Uh-huh. Hey, James, I'm going to let both of you go because I know you got people waiting to talk to you. And it was a good time. Hey, thanks for calling in and being available, and I wish you the best. And like, and Sonny said the same thing. You've already won.
Okay.
You've already won,
all
bud.
Right.
All right?
Thank you.
James, we'll talk to you later, bud. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sonny. Well, I hope you've had as much fun as I have today talking to James King about his Grammy and just all the excitement. You can just feel it. You can feel it and hear it in his voice. And he's just so excited about it. And I know Julie's excited. I know she's out there. James King on the red carpet. Julie, are you ready for that? You're going to do some shopping for him. Get him a tux. That one from way back don't fit him anymore. So go rent him another one and have the time of your life. Enjoy this moment and just every second look around and make sure you recognize what's going on and what a wonderful you've won. You've already won. Sonny said the same thing I said. You've all won. This is it. You've won. Now you're just going out for a party and have a good time on the red carpet. James King on the red carpet. We're going to need photographs of that, Julie, when you get them. I got to see it. I want to see it. I want to post them on the page that I use for this show. So so much fun. Thanks again to Sonny Osborne, the chief. He's the only chief there is. Thanks so much for dropping by.